Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity-hoppin', Easter's on its way.
Oh, boy, wabbit twack.
Ringing every girl and boy, baskets full.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Easter bright and gay.
Be very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
And an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes...
Hey, you! Come back here!
Hopping down the bunny trail.
Oh, I'll get that wabbit if it's the worst thing I do. This is the worst war, wabbit. Okay, wabbit, I see through that disguise. Say your prayers. Now I got you, you wabbit. Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit. I got you now, you wabbit. I'm gonna blow you into a million wabbit cutlets. I finally got even with that gooey wabbit.
What have I done? I've killed a wabbit. Poor little bunny. Poor little wabbit.
Well, what did you expect? A happy ending?
Hopping down the bunny trail.
Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Welcome back, everyone. That was wrong in so many ways. Happy Easter to everybody. Hope you're having a great Easter weekend. Spend that time with the family tomorrow. A wonderful time of the year.
What is that? It could be cows with guns. Yeah. Wonder why are we playing that? Is this the Cowtown Boy?
Cowtown, yes.
Is this a Cowtown Boy? Is that who we're getting mad as a Cowtown Boy?
Tears, so I'm going to reach over. Nodding my head, making the great radio.
Her large head high.
We will run from the buffalo.
And poor our guest, he's standing on his tiptoes on a rock on the top of a ridge to get reception. He's listening to Cows with Guns. Good morning, Billy Boy, Billy Cooper.
Hey, that you, Ray?
Let the cow finish. Hang on.
Guns.
There we go. Hey, Billy.
What's up this morning?
I don't know. You tell me what's up. This is your fish report. How's the trout doing?
Oh, the trout are fabulous as always, but boy, this is a spectacular morning to be down here, man.
Oh, yeah. You're at Merrimack Springs, right? Ozarks.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to pull out of the park to get on a mountaintop here overlooking the Merrimack River.
Wow.
Heard a couple turkeys gobble, drinking Thomas coffee.
Oh,
great morning.
You're killing me. I wish I was there with you. I might even slide over there and hold your hand.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Is there a lot of
get offers like that every day?
That's true. At our age, none of us do we, Billy Boy? So how's it going in there?
It's fabulous. Great time to come to Merrimack Spring Park, particularly right for the next month or two. They got larger than average fish here, but and they're probably going to last up around the 1st of May, so they're running 13, 14 inches.
Wow.
So great time to be here. I got to tell you, Ray, you'll love this. I fished a little bit this morning and still right beside 2 5-year-old boys. Now, I got to tell you, they give new meaning to that phrase, rip their lips off.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I laughed so hard, I had to sit down. They were having a good time, though.
That's what it's all about.
It is. It's so great to see the kids come down. They had a great dad with them, of course, helped them out a little bit, and those boys were catching some fish. But everybody was catching fish. It's a great time. There were about 500 people there. Wow. When the whistle blew this morning, but there'll be another probably 500 come in before the day's over. And that stream is chock full of fish. You know, they had the winter trout fishing program. They had put several thousand fish in there, and that's catch and release. So most all those fish are still there. And then the opening day, they stocked 3,000 fish. That was just on Tuesday. And they've probably been stocking close to 1,000 every day thereafter. So lots of fish there. Everybody ought to be able to catch fish. I bet you could even catch one, right?
I might. What are you fishing with? You throwing a fly or something?
But I started out using a rooster tail this morning.
Okay.
I caught it. Up pretty quick, and then I'll slow down on that pretty quick. Like, I go to some other things. I was fishing just a yellow plastic worm, did real well on it. But
okay,
there's lots of things you can catch them on. Don't have to be my favorites for sure.
Well, the reason I ask you that is because there's people that haven't trout fished. They don't know anything about a fly rod or tying a fly, and they think of trout, they think of that, and they think that they can't go fishing. I want you to tell these listeners they can just get a regular fishing reel and rod and put some kind of and go fishing for trout, right?
Exactly. That's a great thing about Merrimack Spring Park. It does not have the various zones like the other three trout parks. And the other parks, there's sections set aside just for fly fishing, one just for lures, one just for bait. But here at Merrimack Spring, you can fish all up and down that stream any way you want to. And most of the fishermen there this time of year are spin cast fishermen. They're using ultralight rods and, just a 2 or 4 pound test line. And you can fish the dough ball baits or whatever. And a lot of people, there's all kinds of concoctions out there for baits, and some people, of course, make their own.
Right.
But you just need a real small hook, and if you're fishing a treble hook with bait, a number 16, 18 hook with just a BB shot about 18 inches above that, and you can let that drift downstream, and trout will pick it up. Now, of course, a lot of people like to throw the rooster tails like I do, and that's a great way to catch fish pretty quick in the morning. You can catch a lot of times two or three, sometimes even the whole limit before they start slowing down, and then you can go to something that might appeal more to the, you know, the scent side of thing. But regardless, it's great fun, and a lot of people think they don't like to fish at the trout parks because they're crowded.
I remember back in the old days, some of those photographs in the old Globe Democrat sports section and the Post-Dispatch of the trout opener when they used to cover hunting and fishing in our St. Louis newspapers, and those photographs were unbelievable, how many people were just crowded in there to catch those trout.
Yeah, but, you know, it took me a while to adjust to that sort of thing, and I never dreamed I'd ever wind up being the superintendent of Merrimack Spring Park, but I was in the early 70s for about 6 years. But I got to know those people and got to understand the psychology behind trout fishing. For a lot of folks, you know, it's convenience. Back then, about 65% of folks came out of St. Louis.
You know,
it was a couple-hour drive. They could come fish all day and still get back home in the evening. So a lot of it was convenience, and it's just fun. Some of these people you think you're serious about turkey hunting. Some of these people are just as serious about trout hunting.
Yeah, I've been with a couple guys. I've been with a couple guys like that. They kind of scared me when we went to the trout place. I was like, wow, they're pretty intense, and all their equipment. Oh my gosh, he had more equipment than Cabela's and Bass Pro combined can sell on his body.
Oh, I don't doubt that. And when I carry one of these great big plastic tubs in the back of my truck, you know, with the lid on it, it's got just my trout fishing gear in it. I mean, I got a couple vests in there, thousands of flies.
Oh yeah, you got to have all that. You got to have extras. You got to have good stuff. You got to have fun. You got to have accessories.
I could carry all that stuff, but I stick quite a can in a couple of pockets, you know, all my favorite stuff. And that's what I use 90% of the time.
Sure.
But I got to look good, you know.
You got to look good. Well, before before we let you go and get to climb back down off the mountain, tell us your favorite way to fix a trout, if you're going to cook a trout today after you caught them.
Oh, wow. I'm taking these home tonight. Boy, it's hard to say a favorite way. My wife loves them baked.
Right.
Some of them going to get baked, but you know me, Ray. I like that deep fried stuff.
Yes, sir.
I like to take a trout fillet, roll it in a favorite batter, and drop it right in that hot grease. And boy, in about a minute, it's floating and ready to go. Golden brown.
All right, Billy. Thanks for coming on the show with us this morning. Give us that trout report. I knew it would be a great report. You're out there living it, my friend.
Oh, right in the middle of it. And I love it.
Yeah. Nothing like being a little retired guy out there, huh? Running around a little bit.
Oh, man, I tell you, Ray, I am out every day of my life, and
that's awesome.
Life's never been better.
That's so cool. All right. Thank you, Billy Boy.
You bet. We'll see you down the road.
All right. Hey, say hi to everybody down there for us.
Will do. Mike Conway, the superintendent of Merrimack Spring Park, said hey.
Yeah, great. You tell him I said hello. Why don't you give him a squeeze for me?
I like that guy. He's a good guy. Thanks, Billy. Have a great Saturday, my friend.
In a manly way.
In a manly kind of way. All right, let's take a break, huh? We got lots of show to do yet, huh? What do you think, Goldberg, about Trout at Merrimack? You heard all the good information he gave about Trout. Let's take a break. We'll see y'all on the other side.
I rode onto the chapel on Easter morning. I knew the Lord was riding with me.